Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Minister reiterates call for more youth involvement in the agriculture sector. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
This is a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division. All jurors who served at the Corporate Area Coroner's Court between September and December 2015 are being asked to contact the court immediately at 922-829022 or 299-4833. The numbers again, 922-829022 or 299-4833. That was a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division.
Agriculture Minister Kausa Muda has reiterated his call for more young people to get involved in the agriculture sector. Mr. Samuda says he will continue to make this call as agriculture will spur significantly higher economic growth for Jamaica, especially with the introduction of new technologies and techniques.
We have to get young people out there in the field with the energy, with the ability to protect their farms, to come together and work closely together with the private sector, and to make Jamaica one almighty garden that grows the crops that we need in sufficient quantities that we can export the balance.
He says utilizing proper field management systems is one way of ensuring that the quality of the crops cultivated, particularly for export, meet international standards.
Let us have an explosion of youthful participation in the agricultural sector so that we can be assured that the sector will grow from strength to strength and for a very long period of time.
Mr. Samuda says as government and sector interests seek to boost agricultural outputs, this must be done in a manner that not only serves Jamaica, but the rest of the world. He is lauding the Ministry's Research and Development Division and the Scientific Research Council, SRC, for working with and educating farmers on appropriate soil use and the importance of cultivating high-quality seedlings. Mr. Samuda says there have been positive outcomes from initiatives with Irish potato and onion cultivation.
We have to get to the stage where we cut our import bill of food supplies dramatically, because it's only by doing that that we're going to be able to retain foreign exchange that comes in through other export areas.
The agriculture minister was speaking at a recent stakeholders seminar at the Caymanas Golf and Country Club in St. Catherine. The seminar was jointly organized by Jamaica Floral Products Limited and Evergrow Garden Center and Canadian entity Lambert Peat Moss Incorporated under the theme High Quality Growing Media at the Root of High Quality Seedling Growth and Crop Production. It was aimed at sharing technical information with farmers on preparations for producing high-quality seedlings for cultivation. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Every day a fishing day, but not every day you catch fish. Translation: every day is a fishing day, but you won't catch fish every day. And this means every day is not the same, situations differ from day to day.
Here's a total, Miss Lawrence.
Wow, this is all?
Yes. NHF has increased the amount it pays for medication for children with NHF cards.
You're serious? This is good.
That's right. Effective September 1, the National Health Fund doubled the amount it pays on pharmaceuticals for NHF cardholders 18 years and under. To get more information, call the NHF at 906-1106. NHF, your health is your responsibility.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.